Ever feel like you're at a tech meetup? Everyone's throwing around jargon and you're just nodding along like, yep, totally.
Yeah, pretending to get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, today we're diving deep into large language models, LLMs for short.
We're going way past the buzzwords. You'll actually understand how these things work.
So you can impress your friends at that next tech meetup or, just win a trivia night.
Exactly.
Think back to those predict the next word games. Remember those? We used to spend hours on those.
Yeah.
LLMs are kind of like that, but on a much larger scale.
It's like they took that game and fed it a whole library. The interesting thing is, though, they don't understand language the way we do. They don't have a dictionary. They don't have grammar rules.
Okay, so if they aren't looking things up, how do they learn? How do they figure out what words mean and how to use them?
Imagine words scattered across a giant map, right? Words that are used in similar ways, like king and queen, those would end up clustered together.
Okay.
This map is built using something called word vectors.
So it's more about how words are USED, not just their dictionary definition.
Exactly. Like Google did this project, Word2Vec. They fed a neural network a massive amount of text from Google News, and the model figured out, hey, king and queen show up in similar contexts, just like man and woman.
That's so cool. So it's all about relationships between words.
Precisely.
But how do we go from words on a map to like a chatbot that can hold a conversation? That seems like a big jump.
That's where the transformer comes in. This is the real engine behind LLMs. Each layer in an LLM is like a round in a really complex game of telephone. But instead of whispering words, they're passing around these increasingly detailed word vectors.
So each layer is adding more information, making it richer, more nuanced.
Exactly. And within each layer, you have these specialized mini programs called attention heads. Think of them like experts, each one focusing on a different aspect of language.
Ooh, I like that. So like one's all about pronouns, another one's figuring out if bank means the river or the place with money.
Yeah, and researchers can actually peek inside these models and see how specific attention heads contribute to the final output.
Whoa, that's wild.
There was this one study they analyzed how GPT-2, one of the early LLMs, figured out the difference between John gave the drink to Mary and Mary gave the drink to John.
Wait, the model understood who was doing what? I thought it was just predicting the next word based on, statistics.
It is, but it's way more nuanced than that. Specific attention heads were responsible for like identifying the subject and object of the sentence.
So, like, it's learning grammar just by analyzing tons and tons of text.
Exactly.
Okay, now we're talking. So, we've got words on a map, these powerful transformers with their specialized attention heads. But are LLMs actually understanding anything? Or are they just really, really good at mimicking human language?
The million-dollar question. It's a debate that's still going on, even among the people who build these things.
Right.
But here's where it gets really interesting. The more massive these LLMs get, the more data we feed them. They're not just memorizing patterns, they're showing signs of actual reasoning.
Reasoning, like actual thought.
Some researchers even call it emergent abilities.
Emergent abilities. That sounds a little sci-fi, even for this.
Right. It's like imagine you're training a model to play chess. You feed it millions and millions of chess games. It learns the rules, the strategies. Eventually, it starts beating grandmasters.
Wow.
Not because you specifically programmed it to be a chess genius, but because it discovered those winning strategies itself, hidden in the data.
Okay, I get that, but how does that apply to language?
LLMs are showing similar emergent skills in how they handle language. There's this fascinating experiment involves something we all love, chocolate popcorn.
You have my attention. Chocolate popcorn and AI, let's do this.
So researchers presented these models with a story about a bag mislabeled as chocolate, but it actually contained popcorn. Then they asked the model to predict what someone finding the bag would think was inside.
So it's like, can the model understand someone else's beliefs, even if those beliefs are based on wrong information?
Exactly. It's like theory of mind, in humans. And here's the kicker. GPT-3, one of the more advanced LLMs, went from near total failure on this task to near adult-level performance in a single training iteration.
Wait, just by absorbing more data, it made this incredible leap in understanding.
It certainly seems that way. Now, whether this is true intelligence is a whole other debate, but it definitely hints that something more is going on inside these LLMs than just number crunching. It's like they're developing their own unique way of thinking about the world based on all the data we give them.
It's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is.
Okay, I need a minute to process all of that.
Yeah.
We've gone from words on a map to these powerful transformers that might be developing their own way of thinking. That's kind of a lot.
Yeah.
But it also makes you wonder, like, what can we actually deal with all of this? It's got to be more than just, you know, writing quirky poems, right?
Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting about this whole field. We've covered the how of LLMs, but the what for, that's where things really get interesting. We're talking applications that range from, like, chatbots and translation to creative writing and even, get this, generating computer code.
Hold on, code generation. So I could ask an LLM to, like, write a Python function that sorts a list of numbers and it could actually do it.
Yeah, you got it. Or imagine needing a quick answer for trivia night about, I don't know, the history of funk music. An LLM could probably give you a pretty detailed response with sources and everything.
Okay, that's honestly incredible. It's like having this, like, super-powered research assistant at your fingertips 24/7. I can definitely see why people are freaking out about this technology.
And we're just scratching the surface, really. Think about the possibilities in education, research, you know, even just automating tasks that right now require specialized knowledge. It's a rapidly evolving landscape. There's no doubt about that.
It almost sounds too good to be true. There have to be some downsides to this technology, right? It can't all be sunshine and roses.
You're right. There are always challenges and potential pitfalls with any powerful tool. Remember we talked about how LLMs learn from the data they're fed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that data contains biases, the LLM might pick up on those biases and even amplify them.
So if an LLM is trained on, say, like a data set of online comments, it might end up generating text that's, well, a bit harsh, to put it mildly.
Exactly. And that's why researchers are working really hard to find ways to train LLMs on data that's as diverse and representative as possible, you know, to try to avoid those biases and make sure these models reflect a more balanced view of the world.
Makes sense. Are there any other challenges that, like, we should be aware of?
Another area of concern is this thing called hallucination. It's kind of a funny name, but basically it's when an LLM generates text that sounds plausible but is factually incorrect, or yeah, sometimes even completely made up.
So it's like the model is just making things up. How does that even happen?
Well, remember, LLMs are trained to predict the next word based on the patterns they've seen in the data. And sometimes those patterns, they can lead to nonsensical or inaccurate outputs, especially if the model encounters a question or a prompt it's never seen before.
So it's like it's trying to fill in the blanks with its best guess, but sometimes it just gets things wrong.
Precisely. And because LLMs can generate such fluent and confident sounding text, it can be really tricky to detect when they're hallucinating. This is a big concern, especially if you're thinking about using LLMs in fields where accuracy is critical, like medical diagnoses or legal advice. You wouldn't want a model making things up in those situations.
That's a really important point. So we have bias, we have hallucination.
Mm-hmm.
Any other potential downsides we should be thinking about?
Well, there's also the issue of security. As these LLMs get more powerful, they could be vulnerable to hacking or even used for harmful purposes, like, you know, generating fake news or impersonating real people.
It's like any new technology, right?
Yeah.
There's always the risk of misuse. We have to be really careful about the ethical side of things here, not just the technical challenges.
I couldn't agree more. We need to develop safeguards, regulations to make sure LLMs are used responsibly. It's a shared responsibility, really.
Okay, so we've covered the good, the bad, and the potentially creepy. Now I'm really curious, where do you see this technology going in the future? Like, what's NECXT for LLMs?
Oh.
So much potential, but also some big what ifs.
Definitely.
What's next for LLMs? Where's this all going?
That's what's so exciting. Everything's moving so fast.
Right.
We're going to see LLMs that are even more powerful. New ways of training them.
Like what?
Maybe even using audio and video, not just text. Mm-hmm. And the way we work could change completely.
So even more automation, more jobs for AI, fewer for us.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But it's not just about replacing what humans do.
Okay.
LLMs could become incredible collaborators, you know?
Yeah.
Helping us solve problems in totally new ways.
Like having a super brainstorming partner, but it's an AI.
Exactly.
But then I think back to that chocolate popcorn thing, right? If
mm-hmm.
if they're already learning, showing signs of reasoning,
yeah,
what happens as they get even more advanced?
$1 million question for sure.
Is it even a question anyone can answer?
People have been debating the future of AI for decades, right? Philosophers, computer scientists.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows.
Okay.
But one thing's for sure, it's going to be interesting. A wild ride.
And we're just at the beginning.
Barely dipped our toes in.
Okay, so for our listeners, you know, you're along for this deep dive.
Yeah.
We kept seeing this idea of prompt engineering.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds like a whole new skill set is coming up.
It is. It's huge GE.
What is it, though? Break it down.
So the way you phrase your request to an LLM, how you structure your instructions,
yeah,
that has a massive impact on the results.
So it's not just what you ask, it's how you ask it.
Exactly. Like learning the art of asking really good questions.
To a machine.
To a machine that might be smarter than you. Yeah.
I bet there are courses already, like Prompt Engineering 101.
Probably.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because to really tap into the power of these LLMs,
yeah,
you need to get good at prompting them, giving them the right input.
So are we all going to be LLM whisperers or something?
Maybe. It's definitely an emerging field.
It's wild. I mean, we started by trying to understand how LLMs work, and now it's like we need to learn how to work with them.
Totally.
This is making me think about the future in a whole new way.
That's the goal, right? Not to overwhelm you, but to give you a solid understanding of this technology.
Absolutely. We've covered a lot, from word vectors to transformers, bias, hallucination, even this new idea of prompt engineering. It's a lot to process.
And it's changing all the time. New discoveries every day.
Exactly. So to everyone listening, keep exploring, okay? Read those articles. Play around with some chatbots. Think about what all this means for you.
Right.
Maybe you'll be the one making the next big breakthrough.
At least you'll have something interesting to talk about at your next dinner party.
Exactly. So until next time, keep learning, keep those questions coming, and keep diving deep.
See you next time.